You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, we're moving, grooving, jumping like a fox. I'm Matt the Cat, back with my jukebox. And another solid hour of stone cold rhythm and blues from the 1940s and 50s. It's the juke in the back, and the soul that came before rock and roll. Digging in on that wonderful time period, right after World War II, and right before the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. This is the music that got us to rock and roll. This is the music that Elvis, John Lennon, Keith Richards, Mick Jagger were all listening to. And now I'm going to play it for you as we open part two of our multi-part feature on the great King record label out of Cincinnati. Last week in part one, we featured King's rhythm and blues subsidiary called Queen Records. Queen was started in 1945 and disbanded in 47 when record label owner Sid Nathan felt that King Records had fully established itself as a hillbilly label and could now go into the rhythm and blues field. So in mid-1947, Queen was folded into King. All the current rhythm and blues artists on Queen now became King artists. The final record issued on Queen was Earl Bostick with That's a Groovy Thing. Bostick also gets the distinction of being the first artist released on King Records right after Queen was folded into the label. The record number was 4175. Earl Bostick with another record that was originally issued on the Gotham label. Sid Nathan had purchased the masters to re-release many rhythm and blues records on Queen and now King, until he got himself fully established with his own roster of artists. Soon Earl Bostick would be a full-fledged King artist. Earl was from Tulsa, Oklahoma, born on April 25th, 1913. He was a fantastic alto saxophonist who made his first recordings with Lionel Hampton in 1939. During the early 1940s, he was in Harlem, New York, leading the house band at Small's Paradise. There, he worked with some of the titans of jazz: Cab Calloway, Thelonious Monk, Charlie Christian, Hot Lips Page. And soon, his band would become a training ground for future jazz heavyweights like Benny Carter, Blue Mitchell, Teddy Edwards, Benny Golson. John Coltrane even had a brief stint in Bostick's band and would cite Earl Bostick as one of his main influences. Well, here we find Bostick in 1947 on the cusp of his first hit record, which wouldn't happen until the next year. At the time, he's recording a mix of instrumentals, vocal records, and novelty songs. And that's where we find him in 1947, a novelty record called Cuttin' Out. Here's Earl Bostick and his orchestra as we feature part two of King Records, 1947 and 48. I'm Matt the Cat. Take it away, His Highness, the Earl of Bostick.
I met a girl whose name was Lee Trout. She said, come by my house, cause my husband's out. I walked right in, and he was behind the door. And the first thing I knew, I was lying on the floor. I said, curtain out. I was walking down the street one lonely night, and a guy yelled, stick him up or I'll blow you high in the kite. He stumbled and fell when he grabbed for me, and the rest of it I didn't get to see. I said, curtain out, hit the ladybug, curtain out, hit the ladybug, curtain out, hit the ladybug, gone, 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 gone. A man and his wife was fighting one day, and I, like a fool, run up and pushed him away. He swung at me, and his wife did too. But I didn't get hurt, 'cause I knew what to do. I said, cutting out. It's the danger, but I'm cutting out. It's the danger, but I'm cutting out. It's the danger, but I'm gone, 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 gone. Circles, and I was as happy as I could be when a lion broke loose and headed straight for me. He opened his big mouth and tried to bite off my head. But brother, you can see I ain't dead. I said, cutting out. It's the leisure, but I'm cutting out. It's the leisure, but I'm cutting out. It's the leisure, but I'm gone, 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 cutting out. Now I went over to Bellevue the other day to take a look, and there was a guy with a razor sitting in a nook. He said, I'm a barber and I'm gonna shave your face. And daddy, we had a good foot race. I said, cutting out.
I love you, yes I do. I want you, yes I do. I know you know it's true. From the way I looked at you, you love me. Why I'm never blue since I first laid eyes on you. I guess you knew it from the start, from the day you took my heart. You're the one girl I'll always admire. Darling, you guiding star, I must be wherever you are. You set my world on fire. I miss you, yes I do. Must hug you, kiss you too. I'm yours my whole life through. I love you, yes, I do.
Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats, the biggest selling rhythm and blues artist on King Records. And that song, I Love You, Yes I Do, was the first rhythm and blues hit for King Records. Now remember, Bull Moose Jackson had Queen Records only hit record as well with I Know Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well. I Love You, Yes I Do was recorded in New York City in August of 47. And in February of 48, it hit number one. It was the first new number one record of 48. Because Julia Lee and her boyfriends, with Opportunity Knocks But Once, Snatch and Grab It, had been number one for 12 weeks. Bull Moose knocked her out of the top spot. 1948 was Bull Moose's year, and he just couldn't be stopped. His follow-up to the number one hit, I Love You, Yes I Do, was another top five record, All My Love Belongs to You, which hit number three in March of 48. Bull Moose Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats, as we feature King Records, Part 2, this week on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back.
Thank you. jump, 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 jumping at the club we play.
Jimmy Gordon and his Bip Bop Band with Jumpin' at the Club Blue Flame 1948, spinning off of King Records, as we feature King Records Part 2, 47 and 48, right here on the Juke in the Back. Last week on Part 1, we heard Jimmy Gordon off the Queen label with Rock That Boogie. Gordon is a legendary piano bluesman who backed up Memphis Minnie and Big Bill Brunzi back in the 1930s and early 40s. He was originally from St. Louis, but rose to fame in Chicago, jumping at the club Blue Flame, which was located at 5127 Wentworth Avenue in Chi-Town. Back in the 1930s, while recording for Decca Records, his backup group was called the Vip Vop Band. But by this time, the late 1940s, musical styles had changed and bebop music was hot. So he changed the name of his backing group to the Bip Bop Band. It's great music no matter what you call it. And man, we've got another blues legend up next here on the Juke in the Back. It's Lonnie Johnson. He was born in New Orleans in 1899 and recorded his first record for OK in 1925. In 1927, he recorded with Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five as a guest guitarist. And soon after that, he was recording with Duke Ellington. At the end of the 20s, he was touring with Bessie Smith, but when the Great Depression hit, he had to lay low and look outside of music to make a living. But by the late 30s, he was recording again for Decca, Bluebird, and then the Second World War hit. After the war, Lonnie Johnson was still relevant. At the tender age of 48, he recorded what would become his theme song, Tomorrow Night. Released in February of 48, by May 22nd, it was number one on the National Rhythm and Blues lists. It spent a whopping 33 weeks on the charts. Seven of those were at number one. It also crossed over into the pop charts. Laverne Baker would record a version of it in the early 1950s. And of course, Elvis would cut it while he was at Sun Records. It's definitely Lonnie Johnson's version of Tomorrow Night that Elvis would have heard and been influenced by. Johnson died on June 16, 1970, at the age of 71. What a career, spanning multiple generations. And now his theme song, a monster hit for this week's feature, King Records. Here's Tomorrow Night.
Just another lovely song. It's in my heart to linger on. Your lips are so tender. Your heart is beating fast. And you willingly surrender. Lovely things you said to life. Tomorrow night, will you remember what you said tonight? Tomorrow night, will all the thrills be gone? Another memory. just another lovely song that's in my heart to linger on. Your lips are so tender, your heart is beating fast, and you willingly surrender. When the moon is bright tomorrow night, will you say those lovely things you say tonight?
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Michael Carter. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Away all my blues. Have you heard the news? They're good at rocking tonight. Rock on the rock. Everybody's gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I got the news. Everybody's rocking tonight. Well, Elder Brown, Deacon Jones, they've even left their happy home. They'll be there just you wait and see, a jumping and a stomping at the Jubilee. Hey man, that's good rockin' tonight. Sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sue, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too. They'll be there jumping like mad. Hey sister, ain't you glad? We got the news, that's good rockin' tonight. Hoy, 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 they're good at rockin' tonight.
Brothers and sisters, cats and kittens, have you heard the news? There's good rockin' tonight. Just go on behind the barn. I'm at the Cat Where It's At with Wynonia, Mr. Blues Harris, and a platter that was issued on King Records in April of 1948. And on June 19th, it was number one on the R&B charts for 1 week across the nation. Good Rockin' Tonight was written and first recorded by Roy Brown in 1947 for the Deluxe label. Brown had approached Wynonie Harris after a show in New Orleans offering to sell him his new composition, but Wynonie refused, so Roy went and recorded it himself. After making a regional splash, Sid Nathan decided that Wynonie should record that on his first recording session for King Records in December of 1947. That song was huge and quite possibly the first rock and roll record. I mean, it name checks all the Hep Cats and Kittens of the day. Deacon Jones, Elder Brown, Sioux City Sue, and even Caledonia. Oh, and don't forget Sweet Lorraine.
Oh, mercy!
There was a young cat who had just moved to Memphis from Tupelo, Mississippi in 1948 who heard that record, and Elvis would famously record it as his second single for Sun Records, 1954. Good Rockin' Tonight is definitely in the DNA of rock and roll. And it was on King Records. This week's feature on the Juke in the Back, it's King Records Part 2, featuring all the great King releases from 1947 and 48. Up next, Earl Bostic is back with his first hit record, even though he had been in the business for the past 10 years. His version of Temptation went to number 10 in May of 1948. This is another example of a record first issued on the Gotham label and then picked up by Sid Nathan at King Records for release, and it turned out to be a hit. By this time, Earl Bostic was signed to his own contract at King Records, but King was still reissuing some of his material from Gotham, and a good thing they were doing it too, because like I said, this went to number 10. Here's Earl Bostic and his orchestra with Temptation.
Just what did I do? I love you. so much you know. So please don't cry anymore. My heart is aching for you each day. You know I need you. What more can I say? So let us be as before, and please don't cry anymore. When you smile and touch my hand, you will know and understand that when I hold you in my arms, my heart will thrill. The world and time will stop and stand still. There's no denying those tears in your eyes. I can't stand you crying. Please give me a smile. I love you, and the world can know. So please don't cry anymore.
Ah, the sweet sound of Ivory Joe Hunter. Giving you some good advice, baby. Don't fall in love with me. Ivory Joe, who was originally from Kirbyville, Texas, broke through in 1945 with Blues at Sunrise, which he recorded with Johnny Moore and the Three Blazers. By 47, he was recording for Four Star Records, and we find him here on King from June of 1948 with a tune that went to number 8, Don't Fall in Love with Me. Ivory Joe can't be nailed down to just one style. He played lots of different styles, and that kept his arrangements fresh. From King Records, he would move on over to MGM Records and score more hits before joining Atlantic and being a part of the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. Up next, Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris returns with a big number 8 record from July of 1948. But before we hear Lollipop Mama, let's listen to a recording of King Records founder Sid Nathan talking about the night he met and signed Mr. Blues.
I think Mr. Kessel had the pleasure of being with me the night that we contacted the great Mr. Blues Wynonie Harris in a back street dingy hotel in Harlem. And when we knocked on the door, he says, come in, and there were three gals in the room with him.
How were they?
Nigga. So one of them opened her mouth, and he threw her out in the hall without any clothes on. Is that right, Mr. Kessel?
He was laying in bed with a pair of pink satin underpants.
Now, we sat there talking to this drunk, stupid individual. If he was here, I'd tell it to him. He's got a little more sense since then. Till 6 o'clock in the morning, right?
It was daylight when we got in the taxi.
Yeah.
Not a big fat mama, she calls me her lollipop. Not a big fat mama, she calls me her lollipop. When she starts to love me, she never knows when to stop. She's a hard-loving mama, loves me both night and day. She's a hard-loving mama, she loves me both night and day. I'm so afraid my lollipop's gonna melt away. She shakes like jelly, and jelly don't shake itself. She shakes like jelly, and jelly don't shake itself. Yeah, she shakes for me and shakes for nobody else. She says, Daddy, 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 Daddy. She says, Baby. to complain, I know that woman will start a fight. Well, meet me, baby, and watch the clock. Don't be late, cause your daddy's got the rock. Hey, baby, I've got your lollipop. I wanna rock with the clock till it's good to the very last drop. She's a real strong mama, lay still on the railroad track.
Biggest R&B cat signed to King Records in 1948, Bull Moose Jackson, with I Can't Go On Without You. Oh, mercy. That was his second and final number one record in his career. It began its 8-week run at number one on July 24th, 1948. That may have been his last number one record, but man, could that cat sell records. He remained in Sid Nathan's favor for many more years, even when he wasn't having hits. Now we have another hit record for King Records, but it didn't originate with the label. The Ravens were from Baltimore, and they formed in 1946 with Jimmy Ricks and Warren Suttles. It was Jimmy Ricks' deep bass leads that really defined the group. They were a groundbreaking vocal group that set the stage for the doo-wop music that would follow in the 1950s. This tune, Bye Bye Baby Blues was originally issued on Hub Records in October of 46, but it didn't go anywhere beyond regional play. When King picked it up in August of 1948, it went to number 8 on the national charts. Here are the Ravens, who are better known for their 9 other charting hits on the national label and their 1 charting hit on Mercury than they are for their 1 hit on King. But here it is, Bye Bye Baby Blues, as we feature King Records, Part 2, 1947 and 48, this week on The Juke in the Back.
Bye, 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 baby.
Bye, bye, bye.
So long, baby.
Bye, bye, bye.
Goodbye, baby.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, honey.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, baby.
Bye, bye, bye.
Yes, I'm leaving you, baby. I'm going away to stay. Yes, I'm leaving you, baby. I'm going away to stay. Didn't treat me right, now I'm on my way. Yes, you played around, baby, you fooled with all my friends. Well, you played around, baby, and you fooled with all my friends. So I'm cutting out, baby, and I won't be back again. Took money from Jack, you took kisses from Joe, but if I stay here, baby, you won't do that no more, you know what I mean? Hear me talking to you. Oh, but I do. Well, I'm leaving, baby. Bye, bye, bye. We'll sing it.
Bye, bye.
Sing out, baby.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye, baby.
Bye, bye.
Goodbye, baby.
Bye, bye,
baby.
Bye, bye,
bye, baby.
Bye, bye, bye.
Yes, I love you, baby, but I can't go on like this. Well, well, I love you, baby, but I can't go on like this. Because another man's money is something you can't resist. Said you cook for Ed and you wash for Mac, but you wouldn't even rub my aching back. You know I've been working hard, trying to please you. Straighten up, bring it right down front, that's what I'm talking about. Bye, bye, sing, sing, sing.
Bye, bye,
bye, bye, baby.
Bye, bye,
goodbye, baby.
Bye, bye,
well, 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 baby. Bye, bye, baby.
Bye,
bye, baby. Bye, 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 bye.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring King Records, so it's time for another one by Bull Moose Jackson. Here's the flip side of All My Love Belongs to You. It's I Want a Bow-Legged Woman, which hit number 5 in April of 1948. Bull Moose Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats with this week's Great 78, I Want a Bow-Legged Woman.
Start because the big fat legs are so far apart. I want a bow-legged woman right now. I want to find me a gal somehow. She's got to be built like an old bass fiddle, big bow legs with plenty room in the middle. Gotta be on my way.
bow-legged woman today.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Yeah.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Boy, I'll fall in love with her right from the start, because the big fat legs are so far apart.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Divine.
A bow-legged woman, that's fine.
She don't have to be no glamour gal, but she's gotta have hoops like an old beer bear. Gotta be on my way to find a bow-legged woman today. Was really all right. She had a solid straddle when she came into battle. I jumped dead in the saddle. You couldn't hear a rattle, and there wasn't nobody there to run and tattle. Gotta be on my way to see my bow-legged woman today. I say, my woman with big bow legs.
This is Bobby the Bobcat. You're listening to Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
When the sun rose this morning, I was laying down across my bed.
Ivory Joe Hunter, What Did You Do to Me? A number 9 record in October of 1948 for King Records. Ivory Joe would kind of take over from where Bull Moose was as far as the hit-making machine for King Records. 1949 would be a huge year for Ivory Joe Hunter. He would score one more hit record in 1948, which we'll hear in next week's program. as well as multiple hits in 49. We're featuring King Records Part 2, 1947 and 48 on this week's Juke in the Back program, the soul that came before rock and roll. I'm your host, Matt the Cat. And if you're paying attention, you'll notice that the hits that are coming off of King Records are mostly by veteran artists. As mentioned at the top of the show, Earl Bostick had been around for a while. Lonnie Johnson had been making records since 1925. Ivory Joe Hunter established himself in 45. Wynonie Harris had been known since 1945 when he was recording for the Lucky Millinder Orchestra. And this next cat, Todd Rhodes, who was born in 1899, began performing with William McKinney's jazz band in 1921. He was from Hopkinsville, Kentucky, but moved to Detroit in the early 1930s to front his own band. In 1947, he recorded a tune that went nowhere for the Sensation label, called Blues for the Red Boy. When King Records picked it up and re-released it in October of 1948, it went to number 4. Not bad, you might say. But Blues for the Red Boy had another life coming to it. In 1952, Cleveland DJ Alan Freed used it as his theme song for his show, The Moondog House. It's this tune that Freed famously was beating on phone books, jiving, howling, hooting and hollering over. And that made it a part of rock and roll immortality for pianist Todd Rhodes and Blues for the Red Boy. I just can't believe how fast the time flies when we're spinning records on that old Rockola jukebox right here on the Juke in the Back. I actually had 2 more records, make that 3 more records I was set to play on this week's show, that are going to have to be pushed to part 3 next week as we continue our feature on the great Cincinnati label King Records. I hope you've enjoyed this week's program, and I hope to catch you again next week. Remember, until then, soul is a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back. For Miss Rosie and Bobby the Bobcat, I'm Matt the Cat saying, have a great week, everybody. I'll catch you on that flip side next week. Bye-bye.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.